Nanwan or South Bay used to be called Taihanroku. Taihanroku means giant falling rocks. The book, Bays of Taiwan, contains the earliest records concerning the reclamation of Nanwan. In 1656, Guangzhou people began to immigrate to the surrounding reclaimed areas. In 1913, Japanese people began to utilize Taihanroku as the base for whale hunting. The Japanese had selected this place because Nanwan was where the Kuroshio Current and the Oyashio Current converged, where large quantities of whales would pass by during their migration. The Japanese then built an office there. They also dragged the whales onshore by steam-powered tractors. The year of 1920 was the heyday of whale hunting. However, in 1967, the government announced that whale hunting should be terminated. Today, tourists can visit Nanwan and see relics of the plank roads that were used for whale hunting. The Kuroshio Current passes by Nanwan, contributing to high and steady water temperatures that is suitable for the growth of coral. The coral-dense area boasts various kinds of coral. There are also numerous creatures growing in the intertidal zone, like mantis shrimp, ragged sea hare, and various kinds of fish. Coral usually lay eggs around the lunar days from March 15th to the 22nd every year. Such a period contributes to a rarely seen landscape under the sea. The Nanwan Beach is 600 meters in length and it is known as the Golden Bay. It is also called Blue Bay because of its deep blue sea waters. The entire Golden Beach is seamlessly connected to the Blue Sea. The combination of the seawater and the blue sky makes this an enchanting landscape. Here, while admiring this beautiful landscape, you can be completely carefree by letting time pass and leaving your worries behind. With the prosperous development of tourism in Kanding during recent years, Nanwan has also become one of Taiwan's most scenic spots. In the past, it ranked as one of the top 8 landscapes in Hengshun for its reputation of golden sand and white waves. Now, Nanwan has become one of the best locations for water sport events in Kunding. Various kinds of water sport events are available here, including surfing, sailboat, banana boats, personal watercrafts, and others. These water activities are exciting and interesting. Not to mention, you can check out handsome surfing boys and beautiful girls in bikinis at the beach. At the 28th kilometer of Ping Er Highway, on the east side of Ma'an Mountain, you can find the main market development in Kunding. It is often nicknamed Kunding Main Street by tourists. On this street, tourists can find restaurants, grocery stores, souvenir shops, seafood, diving lesson packages, and many other things. The Kunding Main Street might be quiet and serene during the day, but when night comes, the street turns into a sleepless strip full of vendors and tourists. When coming to Kunding Main Street, you can enjoy as many delicious snacks as you want. You should buy souvenirs from Kunding or pop into your favorite bar while feeling the beat of the Kunding nightlife. The Nanwan Recreation Area has a very unique architectural style. It was built on a semi-underground structure. From the highway, people can see a wide plain of flat grass, in addition to a highly erected windmill. These special views attract a multitude of tourists to Nanwan. Every year, when summer vacation comes, the Nanwan Recreation Area is packed with guests from all over the world who intend to enjoy a refreshing and cool summer. When arriving at Pingdong, don't miss out on joining the crowds in the Nanwan Recreation Area. This audio file was produced by the Pingdong County Government. Thank you for listening, and we wish you a pleasant journey.